You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. From tests to T20, William Hill In-Play Radio brings you the best bets in the world of cricket. With dedicated experts including ex-England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath, we've got our eyes on everything from the match betting to the next over. In-Play Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's cricket podcast. We're looking ahead to the third test between England and Sri Lanka on this edition. This one gets underway at Lord's at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning. My name is Sam Norris and joining me on the line as ever is our resident cricket expert, former England and Yorkshire pro, Anthony McGrath. Morning, Anthony.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good stuff. Obviously, the series is done in terms of a contest. England have wrapped up the series with their last victory in the last test. And again, Anthony, it was a bit of a procession for England. If it wasn't for a little bit of resistance from Sri Lanka in their second innings, we could have seen another absolute landslide. As it was, England won by 9 wickets, which in itself is not exactly a close score. Just hasn't been a contest, really, this series.
No, and, you know, we talked before the series and we did fear that. Sri Lanka have a much changed outfit now, quite a lot of inexperience, and England are a very good test match team. And, you know, I did really fear, especially for the Sri Lankan batsmen, and that's been the case. I guess one positive, as you said, they did put a bit up a fight at Durham with 475 in the second innings, but the other three times have been blown away. And in all facets of the game, England have easily beaten them, and I expect the same at Lord's starting on Thursday.
Yeah, it looks that way. It's raised sort of two points, Anthony. One being that I know Sri Lanka have come out and said perhaps the standard of their warm-up opponents hasn't been up to scratch. And it's also raised another question of whether or not test playing sides should be split it into two divisions. Anything in either of those arguments for you?
It's a difficult one. I guess when a team come to another country, the teams domestically are in their own season and sometimes put up a weakened lineup. But this time at Essex and Leicestershire, I think Essex and Leicester both had the better of the games against Sri Lanka. So really that argument doesn't stack up. The second one with two divisions, possibly, yeah. I mean, you know, I know home advantage plays a huge significance now on the results, but Sri Lanka coming here, it just looked a mismatch, and whether there's something in that two division, maybe down the line, but how you administer that, I'm not quite sure. But one thing's for certain, England are miles ahead of Sri Lanka in test match cricket.
Yeah, that's been fairly evident in the opening two tests. One other story that's come out of the last test as well, Alistair Cook finally passed the 10,000 test run barrier, becomes the first Englishman to do so and the youngest man in the sport to do so. Feels like it's been weighing on his shoulders for a long time, this, but a tremendous milestone for him to bring up.
Yeah, I mean, what an achievement. Like you say, it's probably been hanging over him a little bit, but to score that many runs at the age he is, you know, he deserves all the accolades, really. He's been England's best player for a number of years, the leading run scorer now. And he just seems to get better and better, really. He knows his game inside out. He's had a few dips along the way, but who hasn't? You know, if you play at the top for so long, you know, he's a top man as well. And, you know, he deserves everything. And hopefully for England, he can keep scoring and keep leading them, because his captaincy seems to go from strength to strength as well.
Yeah, certainly does. I think I'd agree with that. Looking ahead then to this third test, are you anticipating any changes for England with the series wrapped up? Is it a chance to give maybe the likes of Jake Ball a run out, or do you expect them to be much the same as they were in the opening two tests?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Again, you know, I'm sure Jimmy Anderson and Stuart Broad will want to play because they're in form and taking wickets. Whether England decide just to give possibly Jimmy Anderson a rest ahead of the Pakistan series, that'll allow Jake Ball to come in. There's question marks over Stephen Finn's form, but I expect them to give Finn another chance at Lord's, especially on his own ground. It's a difficult one. I think England would really like to see Jake Ball and see what he's about at test match level. I think it'd be good for him as well to come in against Sri Lanka with them not being in the best of form. I think possibly they could rest Jimmy Anderson. I might be completely wrong, but it'd be one to keep an eye on just before the teams. But I wouldn't be surprised if Jake Ball plays, because it'd be a nice way to look at him ahead of that Pakistan series, just in case Stephen Finn is slightly off the boil as well.
Yeah, would make a bit of sense. Let's get stuck into the betting then surrounding this third test. We start with the outright market. England here 2-7 with the series already safe. 3-1 the draw, and Sri Lanka are priced up at 14-1. Is this going to be another formality for England?
Yeah, I think there's only two results possible. England win, and if there's any weather about and rain, a draw. I can't see any way Sri Lanka can win this game. I think just the weather, but I think it should be okay. I know there's always the enhanced odds market. I think probably the one to have a look at, I think it's landed in both test matches so far, is England to score the highest opening partnership and win at 4-6. As I said, it's come in the first two tests, and I think that's much more of a, even though it's a shorter price, I think it's much more attractive than England to win at 2-7, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Ekes out a little bit more value there. As you say, England to score on the highest opening partnership. This is in the first innings, of course, is priced up at 4-6. A whole host of enhanced odds offers on the cricket pages on the website if you are interested. We'll move a little bit further down the page, though, and get stuck into the batsman and bowler markets, as we always do. We begin with top English batsman. This, again, refers to the first innings. Joe Root here is 9-4. It's 3-1 about Alistair Cook. Alex Hales is 9-2. Johnny Bairstow, 13-2 with Nick Compton. And it's 7s bar those. We saw Alistair Cook, obviously, we mentioned there, past the 10,000 test run barrier in the last test. Is he on your mind for this one?
Yeah, I mean, the last couple I've talked about Cook and Root. I know Root got 80 in the last test, but probably one surprise from this series is that the top four of England have not really posted a big score. Hales has had a couple of 80s, as I say, Root 80, but the runs have come from kind of the middle to lower order, Bairstow in the first test and Ali in the second. So I think with the quality of players we're talking about, given the injuries will come on to with Sri Lanka's bowling, one of the top four has got to really get some runs and big runs, I expect, in this test. Compton's under a lot of pressure, but I'm going to go for England's best player, which is Joe Root. 80 in the last test. He had some runs for Yorkshire in the T20, so he's in good form. So he's ahead of the market. I'm going to go for Joe Root.
Okay, Joe Root, the choice of Anthony then in that market there. We look ahead to the Sri Lankan batsman now. This again for the first innings to be the top Sri Lankan batsman. Angelo Matthews is 130 in this market. Dinesh Chandimal is 4-1. Kusal Mendes 9-2. And it's 5-1 or bigger for the rest of them. They'll be hoping to take some inspiration from that second innings in the second test of Sri Lankan batsman, because that's the only real time they've put up any resistance.
Yeah, it's going to be tough because I think the ball will swing about at Lords, and the Sri Lankans have been exposed already by the swing bowling. I think I tipped up Chandimal in the first innings. He didn't do it last time, but he did in the second innings. He got 126. So I do like Kusal Mendes as a young player. But at number three, I think it's going to be really tough. I'm going to go for Chandimal again, the man in form. 100 at Durham. So he'll have at least some good memories against this England bowling attack. And he should be in confident mood. I think he'll slip down to number six again, as it did in the second inning. So that hopefully will give him a bit of respite from the new ball. So Dinesh Chandimal for me.
Chandimal then in that market for the top Sri Lankan batsman. Let's look at the bowlers now. And we begin on the England side of things. The top English bowler for the first innings, James Anderson, is 2-1 in this market. 9-4 Stuart Broad, Stephen Finn 4-1. Chris Wokes 9-2, and it's 5s bar those. Jimmy Anderson obviously been in rampant form, 18 wickets so far. No surprise to see him at the top of the betting.
No, as I mentioned at Lords, I think this ball will swing, and I really think there'll be wickets for pitching it up and swinging it away. So my kind of picky is twofold. If Jimmy Anderson is playing, I'd definitely go for Jimmy Anderson. If he's not and Jake Ball comes in and the rest Anderson, I would have a look at Chris Wokes. He impressed me with the way he bowled at Durham. 3 wickets in the first innings, 2 in the second. He's someone who swings the ball. He's put a bit of pace on. And at 9-2, I think he's a great price. So if Anderson misses out, I'd be going for Chris Woakes.
Okay, a couple to think about there for Anthony. We go to the Sri Lankan bowlers now. Top Sri Lankan bowler in the first innings. This market is headed by Harath at 11-4. Pradeep is 100-30. Aranga, 4-1. It's also 4-1 about Lakmal. 9-2 for Pereira and 11-2 or bigger the rest. Now, this one looks difficult, Anthony. They've not been having the best of time in any way. And as you said, depleted by injuries.
Oh, I mean, we talked about how bad the Sri Lankan batting's been, but the bowling, you know, the injuries have had. Chimera's injured now. Bandera comes in, the left armer. He's not played a test. Prasad, Pereira, now Aranga's been called for his action. So they're completely decimated. It really leaves the spinners. Harath, I've mentioned him, but I think the first innings will swing at Lords. So I think you've got to look at Lakmal or Pradeep. Pradeep got 4 wickets in the first innings at Durham and Lakmal got 2. So on that kind of synopsis, I'm going to go with Pradeep just on the 4 wickets from the last innings. And he'll open the ball in, I think, now with the injuries. So he's got the new ball. So I'm just going to go in on one Pradeep.
Pradeep then, 100-30 in the betting for the top Sri Lanka bowler is the choice. Any other markets that stood out to you ahead of the third test?
I think the other one, we mentioned Jimmy Anderson again. I'll just repeat myself, just look out to see if he is playing. But I think if Jimmy Anderson is playing, he loves bowling at Lords with a swing. Jimmy Anderson in the enhanced odds market, if I can say it. Jimmy Anderson to be top bowler in the first innings and England win at 11-4. I think is an incredible price. I really do. So that's one to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I like that. 11-4 then. Jimmy Anderson, top England bowler and England to win is in the betting at 11-4. Thank you very much for that, Anthony.
Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.